if you close your eyes.
Welcome, guys. It's episode 3 of All Talk No Balk, your one-stop shop for all things baseball. I'm Heather.
And I'm Charles. Thank you guys for tuning in today. We hope you've had a great week. Heather, how are you doing today?
You know, I was going to say this, Charles, at the beginning, because I think it's important. It's been sort of a rough couple of days. I don't know if there are any baseball Glee fans out there. That would be very niche. I grew up with Glee, and in fact, my mom and I have been rewatching it since COVID started. And Naya Rivera, we're praying for you. I don't want to bring this down too much, but it's just been a really hard part of my week, and I've been very sad about it. And I wish I hope she's okay. And I it looks bleak, but I really want her to come home safe to her family. So I don't want to bring it down, but I don't know if you heard about that, Charles.
I did, yes. Thank you for bringing that up. It's good to revolve around people that we care about, and our thoughts and prayers go out to her as well. And
absolutely.
Speaking of some bleak news, it seems that the MLB has not been handling, you know, racial injustice very well. And As we've seen with the Red Sox and Torrey Hunter, we've talked about that before. You know, he called them out. He wouldn't even be traded over to Boston because of how bad it is over there, because of everything that he's heard or experienced when he was, when he was playing in Boston, he would even get slurs and things of that nature. So it's horrible. And I really appreciate our player profile today, Ian Desmond. He released an amazing statement, as many of you have seen within the last week or so, that basically is the reason why he's opting out for the 2020 season. And yeah. Colorado Rockies general manager, he's on Ian Desmond's side. He supports his decision to sit out and to focus on his family and to rejuvenate youth baseball, especially to be more inclusive to everyone, yeah. You know, especially at the club level. We've seen not enough inclusion, especially because of how much money it may cost or just in the areas that they are located. It needs to be all inclusive. We need to see more of it so more kids have the opportunity to get involved. And I really appreciate what Jeff Bridich said. That's the general manager of the Rockies.
Right.
He had a pair of conversations with the outfielder, and he was even a part of his lengthy and heartfelt decision to release that Instagram post, Heather, and I believe you have the statement that
said,
one of the, not the whole statement, but a really, really significant and lighty part of it. So why don't you read that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, everybody knows it's about 10 pages long, so I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I highly recommend going to his Instagram. It's one of his, it might even be his most recent post. It's one of them. So go with his Instagram is I_Des20. If you want to check out Ian Desmond's post, kind of an open essay, if you will. So here's my favorite paragraph. I'll just read it out. It's actually two paragraphs, but the second one is small. He says, this is on page 5 for anybody that wants to find it. He says, think about it. Right now in baseball, we've got a labor war. We've got rampant individualism on the field. In clubhouses, we've got racist, sexist, homophobic jokes or flat out problems. We've got cheating. We've got a minority issue from the top down. One African-American GM, 2 African-American managers, less than 8% black players, no black majority team owners. Perhaps most disheartening of all is a puzzling lack of focus on understanding how to change those numbers. A lack of focus on making baseball accessible and possible for all kids, not just those who are privileged enough to afford it. So that even those two pair thing, my rereading. Yeah, that paragraph says a lot. Those two paragraphs say a lot. And you know, as a female that likes baseball, and you know, it's so encouraging and enlightening to know that players of his caliber or players at all feel that there are sexist things going on, homophobic. I mean, that, you know, we say woke a lot, and that word kind of has lost its meaning over the years. But truly, for somebody to have their eyes open and to be awake to the issues at hand that affect everybody, not just like, you know, the very elite athlete, but they affect, you know, the youngest baseball player or the women or, you know, the minority, you know, that's all important. And that's how our society will progress and get better with people like him. So I really appreciate from the bottom of my heart what Ian Desmond said.
Especially as we get more female reporters in the locker room, more female announcers, female umpires, even we've seen it in the NBA. So I really appreciate him bringing to light, especially when we're seeing more females and women take these positions and be involved with the MLB and the organization. You know, a lot of them won't want to unless some of these issues are really taken seriously. And I really appreciate Ian, who's a really good baseball player. You know, he's a man that could play the season, do really well, make good money, you know, but he's taking a more important step in the right direction. You know, the man he had 20 homers. He's been, you know, he's due $5.5 million and all this money that he's giving up to help out this amazing cause is really nice. I mean, he's owed $8 million next year, and his deal includes a $15 million team option for 2022. And opting out for this summer, you know, does not affect his 2021 status, nor does it affect his relationship with the GM, which is really nice to hear. And I really appreciate, you know, Jeff for stepping up and really supporting this, because owners have been getting a lot of criticisms, and obviously this isn't the owner, this is the GM, but, you know, people in higher up positions are, you know, taking a lot of heat right now for not stepping up and really voicing and backing these issues, or, you know, some are being accused of not even caring about these issues. So it's nice to see that, you know, people do care, and I hope to see that support around the league for other players who may want to opt out of their organizations to focus on, you know, the issues that we have at hand today, and to really fund some of these protests even, you know. And he's willing to devote a lot of his time and his energy to this. And so when you have someone like that, who's a professional athlete trying to do his best, I think it's always great. You know, it really could inspire the team and its organization and everyone outside the organization. And it's really easy to gravitate to someone who's like that. And I'm just really impressed by his stature and what he's doing. It's really awesome.
Yeah, you know, I agree 100%. And I just think that his opinion is the dominant one, and we will be hearing more statements like this. And I have optimism for baseball because of this. I have optimism for the direction of the sport. I think they are modernizing. They realize that they need to modernize, and they're taking action. And they're making baseball more accessible to everyone. As you know, the rare woman that likes baseball as much as I do, I don't really know anybody else like me. So I hope that people like him encourage others to really dive into baseball and to appreciate the sport as much as I do, because it's so great. It has so much to offer, and it's America's pastime after all. And hopefully it could return to that status.
Yes. Yeah. That's well put, Heather. And I think that, you know, Desmond, the death of George Floyd really had an impact on him. And it did for so many of us and everyone out there. And he stated that on this mission, you know, he's now focusing on youth baseball programs. As I said, he went to his old field at Sarasota Youth Baseball, and it looks so run down and neglected. And this is supposed to be the field where the next Ian Desmond could pop out of. And how's he supposed to get the same opportunity as someone who has the funding and all these donations? So I really appreciate it. And I hope more people from their hometown re-donate and keep the youth programs going, because it's such an important step for these kids to play sports, to bond, to forms equality and unity. Because I just really think that when you're on the baseball field, every line is blurred. You know, it's just you and the sport. And I think that that's how so many of us need to be. We need to unite and come together on these issues so that way we can have more youth camps and things like this. And going back to Jeff, you know, I really like how he's looking at this optimistically. He's like, you know, with him out, we might have a new DH spot. We might have another spot on the roster that we could fill to beat the Dodgers.
That's not good.
I know, right? So it's going to be interesting to see what he does with that spot. And it's going to be really interesting to see how Ian Desmond moves forward with his platform and his mission. I'm really excited.
Yes, we're excited. And we're happy to say again that Ian Desmond is our player profile for the day. We love him. If he ever wants to be on the podcast, we would love to have him.
Yeah. So that's time, man. All right, cool. Thank you so much, Heather.
Awesome.
But if you close your eyes.
Welcome back, guys, to All Talk No Balk, and now we're just going to talk about current events in baseball, what's happening around the league, what's going on with the players, and just get everybody up to speed. So, Charles, you want to start us off?
Yeah, let's get everyone caught up. There's a lot of big MLB news going on around town and around the world, and especially we got our intra-squad games that just finally kicked off.
Yeah.
I was watching the Dodgers the other day,
yes.
1-1 last time I saw it, and like, I think it was the second inning, so it was please staying close. And it's really cool to see like Shohei Ohtani deal to Mike Trout and like Clayton Kershaw deal to Cody Bellinger. It's going to be interesting to keep on seeing these matchups and, you know, these inter-squad games that are going on right now. I think it's really cool, some of these matchups that we're going to get. And I look forward to seeing these pitchers like, you know, Gerrit Cole now dealing to Stanton. Giancarlo Stanton's going to be awesome. You know, I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to see guys who are teammates now having to face off and kind of battle it out for inner squad supremacy.
Yeah, it's cool. And, you know, with me, I always have so much anxiety. Like, I'm the worst person to watch a baseball game with, seriously, because I just, even a regular season game, every game matters to me, which is irrational. But, you know, just every game I have so much anxiety over, and I just want, in my case, the Dodgers to win every game. I'm sure other people feel that way about their respective teams. So it's really nice seeing Dodgers versus Dodgers in my case, because, you know, I could kind of root for everybody and it takes the pressure off. You know, I'm joking, of course, these games don't matter, but it is cool to see, you know, the greats deal to the greats. And it's also, you know, it's kind of difficult. You don't know who to root for because, you know, if Gerrit Cole gives up a home run, are you rooting for the guy that hit the home run because he's such a good pitcher? Or are you rooting for, you know, are you sad because Gerrit Cole gave up a home run, you know, and that's not a good sign? So, you know, it's sort of a difficult mental thing. But yeah, anyway, it's fun. The next item that we wanted to talk about, MLB announced their 2021 schedule. That doesn't really matter for now because who knows, with COVID, things could change and things probably will. The whole thing right now is the testing for COVID, I mean, is lagging. It's the results aren't coming back quick enough and players are frustrated. We just saw today a little bit of breaking news about an hour ago. We're recording on Friday. About an hour ago, Buster Posey officially opted out. He is adopting Buster Posey of the Giants. I shouldn't need to say that. He's a great for them. His wife and him are adopting two identical twin girls who were born prematurely. So that's part of his reasoning. But we're seeing other players around the league express further doubt. We already talked about Mike Trout, Sean Doolittle of the Nationals, who obviously just won a ring, and is second guessing if playing is even an intelligent thing in our current climate. So that's where, yeah, but the testing, I mean, I have such strong opinions about this, Charles. I, you know, we are one of the most advanced countries in the world, if not the most advanced, and our testing for COVID does not show it. So we need to have quicker test results for these players. They need to know if they're healthy right away, because they get tested so often, especially. And we just want to see that everybody can stay healthy, and we want to see them want to play. We don't want it to be like, oh, they're being forced to due to these labor disputes. We want to actually see them enjoy themselves, because this is a fun game at the end of the day. What do you think, Charles?
I think that you're right. I think that these players need to know as fast as they can, especially with all of the traveling that they're going to do. You know, we talked about last week in Toronto, they're going to open up their doors to have these players come and maybe do some spring training, or maybe have games there during the season. So I think that if we're going to honor their agreement, we have to at least show some respect and get this testing done right away for these guys, so we don't affect them. On that note, you know, I think that it's going to be really important with all of these issues going on. We talked about, you know, the joys and, you know, the issues that are off the field that are pulling players away from the game. And I think that, you know, we have to also realize if we are going to treat it like a business, we should also give these people, you know, the voice and the free speech that they deserve in a common business setting and environment. So if they want to, they were given the option to opt out, and these owners and general managers need to respect that, especially if they want to tackle some of the issues that Ian Desmond is going after that we talked about, you know? So I think that they are more than, you know, they should be allowed to do this. They're more than fine to do this in my eyes. So I think that I would love to see as many players as we can get, but they have more than enough reason to do so. And there were a lot of players who are, you know, hurt by this as well. I want to get into that. There were players by COVID who were helped out, especially Ryan Braun of the Brewers. Ryan Braun, he was injured, and he got a lot of time to heal. And with the shortened season, for a player who's had, you know, trouble staying healthy in the past, it's good to see him being able to be able to play this season. And with the 60-game season, it's going to be good to see him hopefully stay healthy, and maybe the Brewers make a playoff run, you know? That'd be really nice to see if he could stay healthy and have a full season. I can't remember the last time I saw Ryan Braun play a full season. So I think came out, and that was really good for him. Randy Dobnak, pitcher for the Twins, he got hurt by this because, as I'm sure you know, Rich Hill is now a member of the Twins. He was injured, though, as you know, and now with the time off, Randy's going to probably be demoted down to like a fifth starter, you know, barely make a rotation, because Rich Hill is a more veteran guy, someone you're going to trust more on the lineup. So they're probably going to come with Hill over him, and that really hurt him. And speaking of, you know, another hurt pitcher, we have Felix Hernandez, who just signed with the Braves. He's hurt because he's likely going to be the fifth starter for Atlanta now in spring training. But, you know, hopefully, you know, King Felix can come back. He can pitch a lot of games. But, you know, because of this break, he wasn't able to go in and deal and show his stuff with the new team. And they already have their staff as well. So they want to stick with the guys that they've seen and developed chemistry with before bringing in, you know, an all-star veteran. Of course, you want to fix him into the rotation right away. But you also want him to bond with the team, know his place, know his role and everything before you start getting him into the mix. And that's something that really helped Griffith Channing. You know, he was Griffin Channing is a side pitcher for the Angels. And he throws, you know, kind of low ball. If you've ever seen Moneyball, he throws. And you know, he was projected to miss the start of the season. And now with the time off, he's had a chance to heal, and he might even be ready for opening day. So a lot of these guys, a lot of pitchers specifically, as we've been seeing, were really either hurt or helped out by this, depending on whether they were already signed, whether they were hurt, you know, new rotations, stuff like this. So it seems that if they were a new team, that it hurt them.
Yeah, I on the flip side of that, you know, I would almost think there are certain pitchers that come to mind and players who are actually helped by this shortened season and by the break that they've gotten thus far. I hate to go back to the well on this one, but the Dodgers in general, I think, are helped by the break, because every single year they go so deep in the playoffs and they never really get the break that other teams get. I would point to specifically Clayton Kershaw, who interviewed recently and said he can already pitch a 7-plus inning game. So that's huge for him, considering, you know, he's still young. We forget he's only about, I think he's only 31, but, you know, he's been pitching for so many years that it's good for him to get this break. And it'll also be keeping him healthy this shortened season. I also point to, on the other end, on the other coast, I would point to Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton as both benefiting from this break. They've gotten a chance to heal up, and we all know that these huge guys have had like little nagging injuries over the past couple of years, which is kind of weird to even think about, but it happens. So, you know, both of them should be in that, you know, starting rotation, or I'm sorry, starting lineup, going into the season opener in a couple weeks. And it has been nice, you know, you want seasons to be fair. You want, like, you don't want to win, potentially win a World Series due to the injuries of others, because that just feels cheapened in a lot of ways. That's how I feel anyway. And I, you know, personally, as a fan of the game in general, I want to see the best players at their best, because that just helps the game. It helps increase the fandom, which we know is a little bit lagging, but hopefully we'll pick up with the modernization of the game that we're seeing for our eyes. And I, you know, I'm excited to really see what the players do in a sprint when really every game matters, but also you have the luxury of putting more of yourself into it, because you know it won't last very long. And then before you know it, we're in the postseason. So it will be interesting to see how these players that typically get injured or maybe don't participate in a full season. I also think of Corey Seager. I talked about him before, who frequently gets injured. Those types of players, to see what they do when they're provided a little more health due to the nature of the beast. Yeah.
It's going to be old school. I like that these players are required to at least go three innings. You know, it's going to be nice to see that, you know, someone like Kershaw or Kluber or Cole can get like a full game, and they're kind of required to do so. And we're going to see a lot more of these guys. And I think someone for the Tampa Bay Rays with their pitching staff, it's going to be really beneficial to them, because if you have a good staff and you don't really have to change out a lot with the relievers, you can have these guys go like Kershaw and go like seven, maybe eight innings, and then just throw in your Jansons, your, you know, K-Rods back in the day, whoever you have. And you can win games just based off of like one pitcher again. So it's going to be really cool to see the traditional aspect of baseball come back in that light, and to see these pitchers not just get yanked out based off of one bad inning like we've seen so many times. They can come back, they can battle, and hopefully they can make up. These pitchers need to have short-term memory loss for sure, and they need to move on, because if they're only in inning two and it's 5-0, you've given up a couple of jacks, you need to come back out the next inning still. So you can't live in the past, and for these pitchers it's going to be really key to see how they move forward and to see how healthy they remain when they have to, you know, go for at least a certain amount of time now. So it's going to be really interesting, and I'm excited to see in a couple of weeks. You know, we're about 2 weeks away now, 13 days. So I'm excited. It's going to be great.
And I think everybody that listens to this podcast is also excited for the season to come back, because then we'll have actual current events to give you guys. So that'll be great. Yeah, more, a little more relevant stuff, but we're excited to talk now leading up to it. We're excited to see more intra-squad games. And we're excited to see the testing improve for COVID. So we're excited that things are being figured out right now. And so by hopefully in that 13-day period or so that we have remaining, by the time it starts, we feel comfortable about our favorite players being on the field, and we're just enjoying the game and watching it on our television. So we're excited. So that's MLB news for this week, and that's all we got.
But if you close your eyes. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to All Talk No Balk. This is your favorite segment and ours. It's your take, our take. We have some very special guests today. We have Ben Borvikowski from LA. He's our residential Red Sox fan. And we have Spencer Gannis, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, so she is from LA as well. And she is our another Dodger fan. So we're going to get right into it. We're going to let Ben start us off. Go ahead, Ben. Who's your guy?
Who's your crew, Ben?
Yeah, so I guess like first quick question. Does it have to be an active player? Because,
no.
Okay, perfect. So my, I guess, baseball crush is Ichiro Suzuki. I loved, like, he's my favorite player, like, since I started following baseball, like, when I was a little kid. And in fact, today is like the 13th anniversary of him hitting an inside the park home run at the All-Star game.
That's cool.
Yeah. So like,
was that a bunt?
I'm sorry.
Was it a bunt overthrow? I can't remember.
No, it was like a legitimate inside the park home run. It like bounced off of like right center field. But it took like a very weird bounce to the point where like it shot to like the right of Ken Griffey Jr. or something. So like he just had to like chase it down. So it was purely like no human error. It was just the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
And where would you take him, Ben?
Yeah, describe him.
Okay. Well, so one thing that like I've kind of like done like research about and stuff is that like unfortunately Ichiro wasn't like a huge sensation in Japan, like for American baseball in Japan, because he was very much in the shadow of Hideki Matsui. So okay. I would want to go back to Japan with him and just like parade around town and be like, no, like this is the guy who should be the one. You guys are all like, you know, putting like faces on planes with and stuff like that. Like this guy's the real deal. I've also never been to Japan, so I'd love for honestly, like, him to show me around, just be like, oh, like, here's, like, the best sushi stuff. Like, here's, like, you know, karaoke or whatever. I don't know what kind of customs or, like, whatever, like, nightlife they have there. But I would trust Ichiro for a good night.
Okay.
He's taking you out a little bit. He's going to show you out a night on the town. You
trust him? Yeah, yeah, definitely. Right. I'll let him take the lead on this one.
That's great. I love it.
And what about you, Spencer? Who's your
Okay, tough question because a crush can mean two things, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a Dodger fan, and as Heather knows, Cody Bellinger, great player, great-looking guy. But if we're talking, like, real baseball crush, not necessarily, like, my favorite player, maybe, I'm not a Mets fan at all, per se, but I have to say, there's no doubting Thor, Noah Syndergaard, pitcher, long-haired cutie, is really just, I think he's the most good-looking baseball player there is. And I have to be truthful about that. So that's my answer for you today.
And if you could spend a day with Thor, what would you do with Thor?
Well, obviously, I'd have to go to a game. I think the toughest part about that would be, do I sit, like, you know, close to the dugout? Do I sit behind home plate? Do I sit in the box seat? Box seat, you get the fancy things, too. So go to a game, obviously. And then, I mean, originally he's from Thousand Oaks, California, which is not too far from me. So it'd be cool if we did a beach day together. I feel like he has the beach kind of vibe also, considering I'm at the beach right now. I'm looking at all these surfer guys. I'm thinking of Syndergaard, and I feel like it'd be a baseball and beach day would be my perfect day.
Baseball and beach. Look at that's very summer, very appropriate. I wish it for you, Spencer.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm just going to put it out there in the world and hope for the best to keep you updated.
Yes. I don't think the age difference is too bad either. Only a couple
years. I don't think so either. I think it's like five years, maybe 7 years. It's pushing it.
Whatever. Who cares? 10, 20, doesn't matter.
Noah's a young guy. He hasn't, I don't think he's hit past 30 yet, so.
No, I don't think he's past 30 either.
Yeah. We can work with that. I'm 21. It's, you know, we're close. We're close
21,
enough.
It's all legal.
Maybe the next Dodgers-Mets game, you know. Who knows?
I'll have to scout it out.
Walk out together. Yeah. You'll bump into each other. Yeah, it'll be good.
I'll have to just cheer for the wrong team. It'll be unfortunate, but anything for love. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You just have a Mets hat stuff in your back pocket for.
I don't know about that, but we'll see.
All right, I guess I will go next in the tradition of this podcast. So Spencer said it. I will reiterate. Cody Bellinger is my guy. I've said it every episode of this podcast. I will say it again. I will die on this hill. I don't even care how he performs this season, but thusly, he's been my favorite. I mean, since he's been called up, I literally like saw his first game like before anybody knew he was. So I feel sort of vindicated in that way. And we're only 2 years apart. And it's just, he, you know what it is? He has a certain like air about him that is so attractive. And he's also like 6'4". So that's, I'm short for everybody out there. I'm short, but who cares? Also, I think he has a great personality. We haven't talked so much about personality yet. I think he seems fun. He seems like the kind of guy, a good listener. I'm making all assumptions. I don't know him. I've been speaking him a couple times, and it is a goal of mine, like beyond any goal. And hopefully with the bullpen, we can make that happen in the future. But I bleed blue hard. My heart is blue, which is unhealthy. That would mean I'm dead. But I'm not, Cody, but I love him. I love his like athleticism. I love his like unique talents. And he's super hot. Also, I want to give honorable mention right now to Nolan Arenado of the Rockies and Bryce Harper of the Phillies. We all know how good looking they are. I don't need to like say it too much, but I'll just throw those guys out. Charles will throw up some video when this comes out. We're recording this. So he'll throw up some video. They're both attractive. There's attractive guys all over baseball, but I won't go on. If I could spend a day with Mr. Bellinger, by the way, guys, Heather Bellinger, that just kind of works.
That's has a beautiful ring to it.
I mean, it really does. I mean, it's all working. And that's also my type, I should say, like the sandy brown. Like, it's just, it all works. It's kind of Zac Efron in, like, 2012. You know what I mean? Like, that whole thing. They're all similar, if you look at them. If I could spend a day with Cody, I would say I'm going to make it an off day of baseball. I'm going to go a little different. I'm going to say it's an off day, but it's summer. So, first, we go to his mansion. I don't know if he lives in a mansion, I assume. We go to his mansion, and we float in his pool. Because that just sounds lovely, doesn't it? Maybe, I don't know if alcohol is present. It doesn't need to be. We could just be talking on the pool. Isn't that so nice? And then, okay, I've thought about this, obviously, for a while. And then, you know, at night, you know, it's night, but it's a warm night, okay? So we go to a vintage drive-in movie theater, and we see, like, a really bomb movie. That's what I'm feeling right now with Cody Bellinger. I just think that would be fun and, like, entertaining. And we wouldn't have to, it wouldn't be too performative. He wouldn't have to, like, because I already go to his baseball games, you know, because we're, like, a couple in this, like, thing. So I already go. You know what I mean? He just wants to do something different. He just wants to relax. You know what I mean? So that's
good.
That's where I'm at.
Good.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing. So it's a swim. It's a swim and movie night. It's a swim and movie night.
That's wholesome.
Well, thank you. I'm taking my talents to Chicago, Mr. Charles Bryant. I'm going with Chris Bryant. He's such a genuine, nice guy. I mean, made the game-winning play of World Series 2016, you know, won it for the Cubs, threw it over to Rizzo. So he's a winner, you know? You know you're going to get a winner. And he's like probably one of the cutest guys in the MLB out there, you know? He's not super sexy, but he's just a cute guy.
No, he's good. He married
a hometown girl, so he is taken, so I'd have to steal him for the night. He's from Nevada, Las Vegas, so that's where they met. So I'm gonna have to take Chris from Jade for the night, and we'll probably.
You know her name.
Yeah, we're gonna go. I'm gonna take take Chris. We're gonna go to Portillo's in Chicago. They do have one down in Glendale, but we're gonna hit a Chicago spot, and we're gonna go hit the Bean. We're gonna go do some Chicago stuff. It's gonna be. Okay. It's going to be a fun night and day for us. So that's my guy, Chris Bryant. He's a great guy.
Do you live in Chicago in this like scenario?
No, I'm taking a page out of Ben's playbook. I'm going back to his roots, because he's probably in Chicago right now. So going back to his team, make him feel at home, and that way he'll be a little bit more comfortable. Maybe, you know, it'll be good.
Okay, fun time. I like that. That's beautiful. That's great.
Thank you so much, Spencer and Ben, for coming in. You guys were great, and we hope to have you back on the show here soon. We'll do another segment next week.
Yeah.
Feel free.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, so fun.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Bye.
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 But if you close your eyes. That's
it for us today at All Talk No Bock. We thank you guys for tuning in. It's been a great episode, a lot of great guests. Tune in again next week because we're going to have an even better topic, we think. We're going to do baseball rivalries. Ooh. So bring in the Yankees, Red Sox, those Angels, White Sox rivalries, the new Dodgers, Astros rivalry. We're excited to talk about it. It's going to get heated. So be sure to tune in. It's going to be a great episode. Heather, please wrap us up.
Yes, and I just want to add quickly, we all know the Dodgers, Giants, Cubs, Cardinals, Red Sox, Yankees, but we're getting into the current one. So trust us, it'll be fresh. It'll be good. And we also want to thank Spencer and Ben again for coming on the pod, and we hope to see them again. And we hope they like this episode as well. And so just to wrap us up, the normal drill, we have Instagram, Twitter, and where you can reach us. So we're on Twitter at the bullpen 12, at the bullpen 12. We're on Instagram, the bullpen _. You could find us on the web at callthebullpen.com. We're still posting articles every Tuesday and Thursday, so make sure to check those out. They're awesome. We just got into fantasy baseball on the website. So for all you fantasy baseball fans out there, we have an expert who is very great at it. He was on the podcast last week, Alex. So he wins regularly in his league. Yeah. So if you want to read that, check it out. We also have, and we'll have those articles as well, will be more current when the season starts. So we're excited for the website as well. So callthebullpen.com. You could email us for this podcast, bullpenbaseballpod@gmail.com. Again, that's bullpenbaseballpod@gmail.com. Email us with your questions, your queries, anything that you want to know, or anything that you want to tell us about baseball rivalries, which is our topic for next week, as we said. And we'd love to hear them. You could also, if you want to call us, you could call us at 626-566-8026. Again, that's 626-566-8026. Lots of sixes. We want to hear your voices. We want to hear our fans who have been so great these past 2 weeks, and we hope to grow our fandom as well. So we're very excited. And then you could find us on YouTube just at the bullpen. Search All Talk No Bock. We are working out. We realize that there have been certain kinks as far as searching us, and we realize this, but it should be better. This week we're getting better and better at YouTube. You can find us on Spotify as well if you just want to listen to our voices, you don't want to see our lovely faces. You can just find us at the bullpen, All Talk No Bock, and search for episode three. We're on episode three right now. My apologies. So that's all you could, and our Facebook page is still coming. We know we've been talking about that for the past couple of weeks. We're still working on that, trying to get it linked up to the website. So that's all, I think. Unless, Charles, you have anything did I miss one? I think I got everything.
A lot of different avenues, guys. Make sure you reach out to all of them or one of them. We want to hear from you, and keep calling in Ben, Spencer, Zach, Alex, Sebastian, Aaron. All of our past ones, Luke. I think that's
Luke.
All. We hope to see you all back soon. Have a great day.
Yes. Guys. Awesome. Thank you. Bye, guys. Thanks for watching.
But if you close your eyes.